We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show. On 97.5 at 1240 KFH.
All right, we are back with hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. We've welcomed Jason Duda into the home, literally today.
Literally.
How are you? Although I don't welcome you, you just barge in.
Yeah, I
don't knock. You don't.
I don't feel like I need to knock anymore.
Did you ever?
No, I don't think I did. To tell you the honest truth, I think I just basically.
What's
came
the
in.
Point?
Yeah, you know I'm stopping by anyway, so. Why? Well, why not? You know what? Next time I'll knock and I'll wait till you come upstairs.
No, please
to the
don't
door.
Do that.
That's a good idea.
Why not?
I will start knocking from now on. I'll just wait.
Don't do that. 869-1240, the Twin Peaks hotline. Jeff, early in the show today, misspoke.
No, I didn't.
That he had a bow to pick.
Nope.
He insists he said bone. The three of us have heard the replay, and I think there's still some doubt. I'm pretty sure it's Bo.
Dude
is more on the fence.
I am.
Max gives Jeff the benefit of the doubt because Max is that kind of guy.
Well, he's a right guy.
So we're going to play it for you now, and we might give it a couple listens. If we could slow it down even, I don't know if Max has that capacity, because I don't hear an N in this. But we'll let the listeners decide if Jeff screwed up this phrase. Go for it, Max.
Can I then pick a bone with dudes? Can I then
bone
pick a bone with dudes?
Yeah.
Pick a bone with dudes.
Boy, dude, that was louder than...
What do you want me to say? Would you like me to pick a bone with Jason?
That was louder than the original we heard, and that more tended to sound like Bo to me.
You don't. You're barking up the wrong tree here. Dude is not going to go with you on
this. Well, let's see what he does.
It did sound more like Bo in that.
Because that's how I talk. Bone to pick. Bone to pick.
Let's go a couple more times. I don't think Max can slow it down. Max, can you potentially slow this down and into Zapruder territory? I mean, let's listen to it three more times. And then Jason and I will give our verdict.
Can I then pick a bone with dudes? Can I then
bone
pick a bone with dudes?
I mean, that's pretty obvious.
We're playing it three times.
For what? It's obvious on the first
okay,
one.
Go again, Max.
Can I then pick a bone with dudes?
Oh, man. You know, instant replay usually irons things out, and I don't think it can on this one.
Well, I think it went the other way with you, if we're being completely honest.
No, I don't know. I thought it did the first time, then listening to it again, I can't say. I like to jump on the side here, but I can't.
You're saying
I am impartial.
Inconclusive.
Inconclusive to the Canadian audience.
But you hold out the... my assertion that he said Bo.
When we were talking about it before I even heard it, I thought he said Bo. After listening, I don't know.
You hear how I talk, bone to pick. No one says bone to pick. Bone to pick.
We completely heard bone when you just said
that. That's exactly how I said it the previous time. Bone to pick.
Max, two more times, then we'll be done with it.
Why don't we just take this till four?
Two more times, and then we'll be done with it. Here it is, folks.
Can I then pick a bone with dudes? Can I then pick a bone with dudes?
Bone.
No one says
a dude.
No one says bow. No one says bow. Bow. No one says bow.
Jeff, you're being ignored.
I don't know.
Well,
man.
Not everyone can fight to the nail like you are in this argument.
Go ahead, Max. Get on with us, and let's hear what our producer Max Power has to say.
He said bone. No,
there
doubt.
You go.
None. Next.
No, I didn't hear that. I did not hear an N. Did you hear an N?
Kind of, yes. That's why I'm on. That's why it's inconclusive. Because I thought it was bow to start with, but after hearing that, I kind of hear an N. So,
well, next.
That's where we're at.
869-1240, if you'd like to share your thoughts on that. Because to me, it's a no-doubter.
Oh, and there's doubt. There's doubt.
I got a bow to pick.
I got a bone pick.
I got a bow pick.
No,
I'm not even sure he said two.
I can't.
I think he said I got a bow pick.
Ugh. Oh, jeez.
That's all. Max, cut us off. Go to Maggie and Perloff.
Why can't you own up to stuff?
Because you're wrong. That's why. Bone to pick. I mean, that's pretty. I think my dialect 39 years into my life is pretty well established.
I did not hear an N, but that's me.
But you also didn't hear a W.
I heard bow. I heard bow to pick.
No, you didn't. Bone. You heard bone to pick. Bone to pick.
I've told you I'm inconclusive. You can look at me all you want. To me, it's inconclusive.
So you would be a hung jury.
Absolutely.
You would
He's
be that
walking
person.
Out. He's walking out. See you later.
Can't come up with a verdict.
No, because it wouldn't be fair to guess.
And I doubt I get tried again, so I'm walking free. Next.
That's a damn shame. NBA playoffs. Philadelphia bounced last night.
No surprise.
Dallas, meanwhile, with an impressive win at home. And I don't think you want to mess with Dallas. They're scary because Luka's scary. And he's capable of beating
Phoenix on
his own. That's how good he is.
Well, there's not I don't want to mess with Dallas. They have a game that they need to win. If they win, then, yeah, they're scary. If they lose, they're out. So we can't.
See, Jeff, is Jeff an awful radio talk show host? I mean, he's the worst.
But you understand what I'm saying. They're scary. You don't want to mess with them. But they have a game 7. So we'll know after that, the outcome of that game, whether we want to mess with them or not. Right? So it's not like, oh.
Look at him begging you.
It's not like, oh, there's 20 games left. You don't want to see Dallas
right now,
on the
I wish
schedule.
We had the. I wish
Phoenix plays Dallas.
I wish this show was on video. You were basically doing everything except getting on your knees.
That's
begging
gross.
Duda. To agree with you.
Why do you have to take it there? Like, why? Like, we can't just
because
have...
Because that's what you're doing.
We can't just have...
You're not looking at me.
Right, I'm addressing him.
You're talking louder, so you're...
Which
you're,
is what you do, and when you're...
You're so
anyway,
hungry.
Anyway, dudes.
Oh, there you... Dude, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to mess with that team. I play once.
Anybody can beat anybody in one game, especially if you're talking NBA, NHL.
Well, anybody isn't
baseball.
Luka Doncic.
But... He's the best player right now. I agree with that. But it's going to be tough. Still going to be tough. I don't think it is.
But Phoenix has put it in itself in a position to lose this series. They could very well lose this series. I don't think they're a heavy favorite even at home against Dallas right now because of Luka.
No one's arguing that.
No. Nobody's. I don't think anyone's arguing that point.
But
they
have a one-game scenario where it's a winner.
So
or
we don't
go
talk
home.
About it.
We can talk about.
We don't talk about Game 7 because here's Jeff's. Here's. Let's go to Jeff Flutes with his thoughts on Game 7. Well, the winner goes on and the loser's over.
Well, you're talking about them as a big picture thing. There is no big picture. They win, and then we can talk
I
about.
I said
the
you
big
don't
want
to mess with Luka.
You say you don't want to mess with Dallas. But you do want to mess with Dallas because it's a game 7. Phoenix would like to play that game 7.
You haven't
7.
Watched a second of that series.
Oh, I'm tuned in as much as anybody on the planet.
You're not.
Ask me anything.
Okay. Who's the leading scorer in the series for Phoenix?
Devin Booker.
Chris Paul.
Complete guess. You're probably right, but you don't know.
Devin Booker!
Phoenix is favored by 6 in that game at home.
As they should be, but I wouldn't pick them. I don't think that I don't
at
think
home,
they'll cover
in a
that.
Game 7, yeah, I'd take Phoenix in that game.
What have been the other scores in that series? Do you have that?
Well, they blew them out last night.
Right. But I'm talking about especially the home games, the games in Phoenix. I don't think Phoenix has lost at home in that series, right? They lost at home to
Mouse.
New Orleans.
No, I think Dallas got a win in Phoenix.
Okay, then I'm wrong. But I am tuned in as much as anybody.
You're really not. You're not tuned in at
Mavericks
all.
Mavericks won by 10 in game – oh, that was in game 4. Let's see.
It's going to take Duda forever.
It is.
The Suns by 7, the Suns by 20, the Mavericks by 9, the Mavericks by 10, the Suns by 30, and the Mavericks by 27.
Yeah, home teams held court the whole series.
I would take Phoenix also. I think they cover the 6.
I do too. Well, I think it's a I can understand the other side with Luka because he's one of the best. If he is completely on fire, Phoenix will be in trouble. But if he's not completely on fire, Phoenix will run away with this game. Other than that, it might be close.
Well, thanks for that tremendous insight.
Well, obviously,
either they're going to run away or it might be close. Thank you.
Well, Dallas isn't going to run away with it in Phoenix.
Where are we going to get that insight?
Well, you just got it right here. You just got it right here, Robert.
That's the kind of stuff that'll get you.
What?
When Tony Dusing hears that stuff played back,
yeah.
That might get you.
What?
On the bench.
Oh, well, I'm on the bench all the time. It's fine.
You might be the not the 6th man, but the 8th or 9th man.
Is what it is, man. Just got to battle back.
So that's an interesting series, and we look forward to that. Miami is in, and then you've got Milwaukee and the Celtics. Celtics down 3-2 in that series. I like right now. I like Miami and Golden State to play for the NBA championship. Does anybody disagree with me on that? Although,
yeah.
let's not sleep on Memphis.
I'm taking Milwaukee and Phoenix. I'm going to go with a repeat of last year. Milwaukee's just too good, I think. I don't know.
Memphis tonight has the biggest game in Grizzlies franchise history. Game 6 at Golden State without Ja Morant. They pummeled Golden State in Game 5. They are very good without Ja Morant. Now, the nonsense of they're better off without him is crazy. But that's a game that I'm going to do everything in my power to try to watch tonight. And it's going to take everything in my power because the tip is at 9 o'clock.
Well, you take your wife out to dinner. You come back and you try to watch that
is
game.
Is it okay if I order carryout dinner for my wife on her birthday?
Nope.
We hate to leave our dog. And we got some shows recorded that I'm sure she's dying to see.
Yeah. So bad.
What do you mean so bad?
You're wanting to watch them. And you're throwing it out there like she wants to.
Ah, she can't wait to see him.
Poor Debbie's so nice. She just, of course we can. That's what she'd say. If you were to say, let's just do takeout, she'd probably say, that's fine. But in the back of her head, she'd be like, I would really like Bob to take me out to dinner.
Here's what I'm going to say.
For 1 hour.
Here's what I'm going to say. Here's how I'm going to put it out there. Hey, we can go anywhere you want to go, but, you know, I'm also open to, you know, if you.
Uh-huh.
Just want to go pick some food up, I'll be glad to go pick it up. But if you want to do it that way, I'm on board with you there, too. How good is that? Because, I'll continue.
Okay, please.
There's a couple shows on that that I think you'd like.
That I think you'd like.
How good is that?
That's not good.
That is so giving.
That's not giving at all. You're just throwing a line out there, hoping she'll grab it. so that, you can get what you want on you, her birthday.
You can't be a better husband.
She would rather probably walk in and you say, honey, we're going for dinner. This is where I'm taking you. She doesn't have to think about it. She doesn't have to know about it. And she's getting to go out for an hour, hour and a half. Probably what she would rather do.
But then you forget part of that equation.
What's that?
She's out with me. So
that's why I said only an hour, hour and a half.
It can't be that appealing. I think I've come up with the perfect thing. Hey, well, we'll do what you want to do, but remember now, there's some good shows on.
Okay, well, you let us know how this conversation goes on Monday. I would like to hear it. I would like to hear the answer.
We'll have to wait and see what Debbie thinks. Because
well, that's what I'm saying.
It's
yeah.
her birthday. It's all about what she wants.
Absolutely.
Whoever
exactly.
hates this guy.
Exactly.
Why aren't you participating?
I don't know. I've barely been listening to you guys. I'm off.
Where's
my
your mind?
I don't know. It's not here.
It's out in left field.
Could be anywhere.
Glove.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know.
Engage.
I'm trying, but you guys seemed like you were doing just fine, and I didn't need to interject. You're not going to listen to me anyway about stuff like that. But of course you should take your wife out to dinner.
If she wants to go.
But she'll never say that. She'll never disagree with you.
When I texted her earlier, and I said, you know, there's some good TV on tonight.
You'd set the seed already, too. You'd already started planning.
You know the only thing you need to say? Where would you like to go to dinner this evening? That's
you,
it.
You
what would you
spot.
Like for dinner tonight?
See, that's already leading.
No, wait. There's got to be more to this.
Her response was, can I get back with you? So she kind of blew me off, if I'm reading that correctly. So
no, she's thinking about how to make it the most special occasion.
So now my reaction to that is, well, the hell with it. Let's eat at home and watch television.
Not going to work.
Boy, we hate leaving our dog. But sometimes you got to.
Oh, Miss will be just fine.
Yeah.
She'll
I leave
be just
her
fine.
Every night to go over to the ballpark, but Debbie's here with her. We'll figure it out. It's her birthday. Of course I'm going to do what's right.
I hope you do.
No doubt about it.
I hope so. I think you might honestly think about it a little bit, doing what's right.
You've got to treat her like the queen she is.
Well, once a year. Take advantage, Debbie. Take advantage.
Well, you know, you forget about Valentine's Day. What other day?
Anniversaries.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Those are other days, too? You're supposed to do stuff?
I know immediately the day I got married to you. What's your anniversary?
September 13th.
You sure about that, Jeff?
Yep.
October 20th.
you had to hesitate.
I was about to say October 12th because I always say 10-20-12.
All right, what's your wife's birthday? Quickly.
May 26th.
September 6th.
Not bad.
When's Debbie's birthday?
What's today?
So I can't fact check you on the anniversary.
Why would I lie? Like, what is?
What's the day you met your wife?
Oh, I have no idea.
I do.
Well, good for you.
February 1st, 2009.
2009. See, that was only like 13 years ago.
February 1st, 2009.
Mine was like 25 years ago.
Well, I'll bet I remember it.
My brain's broken. You won't
years?
Remember it. Not
well,
a chance.
I'll be pushing 80.
Yeah. No way.
I'll try to remind the nurse to ask me.
I was going to say, you won't even remember where the bathroom is, probably.
I can't wait for that day. All right, we'll be back. We'll continue whatever this has been.
I don't know what it's been.
Whatever it's been, we'll continue it. Next, we have a four-pack of Wind Surge tickets to give away, a family four-pack, 869-1240. They're good for any home date the rest of the season. Give us a call. Max will set you up. We'll be back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Tall, dark, handsome stranger. Song written about Jason Duda, performed by Hart.
Very true.
As we continue Hart Week. I don't even think Jeff heard me say that. Jeff,
what happened?
You're in a distant world today.
I'm tired. I need to go home and take a nap.
Join the club.
My brain is shut off, I think.
Interesting. Oh, during the break, a friend with Duda has been engaging him about the New York Jets, your team.
My team. Nine wins.
Saying that he'd bet Duda that the Jets win at least seven. And after examining the Jets' schedule, I'm on the side of your buddy. I think they will win at least seven. That's a much improved team.
Well, it depends now, on how good Zach Wilson
is. Well, certainly I was about to say that.
That's the only factor, really.
Well, it's not the only factor. But the Jets are an improved team. They had a great draft. They've made I think they hired the right guy as their coach. The division is, Buffalo's really good, but New England and Miami are beatable. And they have games against the Vikings, Bears, Jaguars, and Lions. you sure you don't want to rethink this, dudes?
I don't think so. It's still the Jets. And I'm not sold on Zach Wilson at all.
You're always like that, though. You're always like that with it was still the Browns back in the day.
And what did they do? But
if you have good players,
it means nothing. Look at the Browns.
They got to the playoffs. They gave the Chiefs
to the playoffs.
Yes. So you think you can get to the playoffs with seven
Jets,
wins?
So you think the Jets all of a sudden are going to the playoffs?
No, I'm not saying that. But you're just because of the uniforms they wear, that they can't be good or that they can't have good players.
The Jets improved themselves.
I agree.
And I agree. I understand they were abysmal. I get that. But they also made a coaching change that I think will be advantageous for them. Is Elijah Moore and Corey Davis?
Wasn't he that coached last year, though? Robert Saleh, didn't they get him last year?
I thought he was new. Is he second year?
Yeah, because they
second year.
I think he's a good coach.
I do, too. I love my guy, Robert.
And they've got Breece Hall. They've got Michael Carter. They've got Elijah Moore, Corey Davis. They brought in Uzomah as their tight end. I like their team. I don't think they're.
Don't forget about Garrett Wilson.
I'm not saying they're a playoff team, but they're pretty good.
No, they'll be better than last year. They'll be 6-11. That's where I got them.
I got them 9-8. I mean, I'm all over this.
Yeah, but when you jump on a team, yeah, I mean, they're always going to be better than you think. So you always got to take a third off of what you actually think is all you need to do.
Really?
Yep. If you were to take a third off of all the teams.
All right, well, then I got them 15-2.
No, you don't. You had them 9-8, so that makes them 6-11.
And I'm not nearly ready to give up on Zach Wilson.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're not. But
he's only a rookie.
I know he's a rookie, but in a couple of years, maybe this year, he's not going to take that jump, I don't think, that everybody
certainly
thinks
has
he's
a much
to.
Better weaponry than he had in his first year.
That weaponry isn't that great.
It's not bad. That's a pretty good team. That's a pretty decent receiving core. Like Jeff said, you add Garrett Wilson into that mix. You've got a legitimate tight end.
Braxton
Actually, they've got two
good
legitimate tight ends. I like them. I'm not saying they're a playoff team. We're going to reserve those picks for later. But the Jets are going to win 7 at least. And you're going to lose that bet to your friend.
No.
And your friend knows it.
What's the bet?
A bottle of whiskey. Hmm. A good bottle.
I can't bet that.
I won last year, obviously.
So what kind of whiskey did you get?
It's a reserve. Woodford
is this
reserve.
Just a standing Woodford six reserve. Wins for the Jets bet?
No, it was just last year we got talking about it. He's one of the dads with the at the soccer team. We were sitting there and we got chatting because we talk a lot of football.
Why don't you talk a lot of soccer
because
when you're
in the soccer
in the game.
Fall, it's starting when football season starts.
Well,
so
there's Manchester
chatting.
United to talk about.
There it is, but we don't talk that. We don't talk to
Liverpool.
We talk football.
FC Chicago.
FC
I don't know.
Chicago.
Yeah. Whatever
no,
they
we don't talk that. We don't talk that. We talk football.
Well, when I went to games that Jeff played in, I talked about the sport we were watching.
Oh, really?
With the other dad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we don't.
That's the least you can do.
We kind of are. We are talking football. They're both football.
That's the least you can do for your kid.
Oh, you're going to go there with that.
Talk about the sport he's playing.
Not at the time. Not at the time. Not when he was talking about the Jets.
Could you carry on a conversation about soccer at any level?
About what's the content?
European League. Could you go into it?
Not at all. A little bit. Not very much. Not enough to hold. Not enough to
what
have
about
a half-hour
what's the name of the league we have? MLS.
No. I know more about the European stuff than I do the MLS.
Well,
so
there
the
you
answer
go.
Is no. That's probably why none of us probably could. Well, there's a couple of the dads that could. But we can all talk football. So what do? You chat about football. Especially when you're playing Sunday at noon on the soccer field.
You know what?
You're talking about the football teams, and their teams, your fantasy teams. That's what we're talking about.
And I'll say this. Sounds like you never watched the game.
Sounds
like all you do is talk about football.
We are there half an hour before the game starts. That's what we do. And
oh,
then
please.
We watch the game.
You're adjusting this conversation.
No, I'm not. This is standard. That's standard.
I can see you guys standing at the fence watching four kids out at the middle of the field kick the ball back and forth, bringing up the Jets.
I kind of can, too.
It would depend on how the game was going. If the game was a blowout, then maybe it would turn to the Jets. There is a chance that has happened.
Well, of course. But most of the time,
you're locked in.
By the action.
We're locked in.
On the pitch.
Yeah. I mean, Jackson said it about 2 weeks ago. Is Bob ever going to come to the game? He said he would.
You always throw that back at
well,
me.
Well, when he brings it up, I have to.
You better go.
Are they still playing?
No, they're done. They'll play in the fall again.
Well, I promise to get out there this fall.
10-day rule.
Yeah. Is this outdoor in the fall?
Most games were outdoor.
You know what I want to watch is that 45-minute game that they play indoors. I don't know that I have an hour and a half to watch grass grow.
Oh, wow. You just have no idea.
I hope he's not listening.
He is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No.
Because they're driving in the car right now.
Well, because what I just said,
yeah,
that was a demon possessing me. Jackson, I'd love to watch you play and love to watch you score.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
I'll be out this fall.
Out this fall. Okay, see, we got it now, buddy. All right,
there
he's coming out.
Yeah.
We got it.
So the Guardians don't play again today?
No, they didn't play the last 2 days.
So they play today.
That's correct.
They have a full complement of players and personnel.
I don't know what's going on. I haven't heard about the players, but the coaching staff is depleted. Our pitching coach is managing, and the rest of the staff is made up of minor league personnel.
COVID, man.
It's crazy.
It's got a grip.
I'm surprised it took this long, though, for a team to get hit that hard.
Why does that have to be my team?
Well, figure it out.
Yeah.
If you'd have picked a different team, it would have been that team.
You think so?
I
it was
do.
His team last year.
Cleveland?
No, the Cardinals.
The Cardinals, that's right.
Well, that was 2 years ago. Yeah, they got hit hard and had to play about 40 doubleheaders.
Yeah.
Felt like.
No fun.
But this year, I almost wish they'd take a day off, the Cardinals I'm talking about, because you're coming off losing 2 of 3 to the Baltimore Orioles, and now you got to play the Giants, and then you go to New York to play the Mets. I don't like the looks of this thing.
That's tough. That's tough, especially if your guys don't know how to run the bases. It's going to be difficult.
You heard about that.
Oh, yeah, I saw the highlights of it.
That was not good. It makes me angry, but you know, you can't do much about it. By the way, the Shocker softball team going to the bottom of the seventh now against South Florida in the AAC tournament. In Greenville, North Carolina, they have rallied to make it a 5-4 game in favor of the Bulls. And we'll see what happens in the bottom of inning number 7. A home run by Lauren Mills pulls them to within 1. We are joined now for 5 questions by the veteran tennis coach at Wichita Collegiate, one of the best tennis guys we know. His name's Dave Holley. Hey, Dave.
How y'all doing?
We appreciate you coming on. That's a familiar voice. I recognize that voice from somewhere.
Yes, you do. I might as well use this moment to just tell your vast listening audience that I am also Ralph. The funny thing is, one time my wife was listening and she came home and didn't know I used that, and she goes, "There's a guy that sounded like you on the radio today, and he called himself Ralph." And I said, "Honey, that is me." So, anyway. So
you spilled the beans.
We love
Ralph, and we love you, and we're happy to have you on for 5 questions. Max, let's hear it. There it is, the 5 questions intro with Wichita Collegiate tennis coach Dave Holley. And one of the great things about you and following you on social media and specifically on Facebook is you obviously love being the tennis coach at Wichita Collegiate, and you love being a teacher at Wichita Collegiate as well. Just tell us what this time has meant to you and all the years you've been over there at Collegiate.
Well, you know, I kind of fell into the job 45 years ago. I taught 2 years in Nebraska, and my wife said, "We're not going back," and so that kind of put me in a position where I had to look for something, and Collegiate was looking for a American history teacher, a guy who could teach some biblical studies, and a tennis coach. And I was probably the youngest that they interviewed, but I was just, I think the strongest tennis background. So at that point in time, I think they gave a little more preference to the tennis than the teaching, and hoped I wouldn't be a disaster in the classroom. But it has been incredible. I'm not going to be going forever. But these 45 years have just been magnificent. And the people I've been able to meet and relationships, you know, we're here at the state tournament up in Kansas City, and our kids are all off right now except one group warming up. And so it's worked out pretty good timing-wise. And I've seen people I haven't seen in years, you know, who've come up to follow, you know, Smoky Valley or Conway Springs or, you know, other schools that we've played a lot, and that's a blessing. And it goes along with being at a school where I've been able to do kind of what I've loved to do, and that's been the best thing.
So I hope there's a good story behind it. But now that we know that you are Ralph, why Ralph? Why was that the name you chose? Where did that come from?
I don't have a clue. I really don't.
Gosh, darn it. Make something up.
Okay, well, there's a good friend of mine named Ralph in college, but that's not. I think the biggest thing was I knew there were going to be times that I might say something that I didn't necessarily want to reflect on the school. It was just personally my opinion, and so I just tried to. But the funny thing was every time I called in, I mean every time, somebody that I knew would say, send me a text, say, hey, nice comment, Ralph. So they, you know, a lot of people knew, so. But there's no mystery. It just happened to be a name.
Okay, fair
well,
enough.
Well, we hope Ralph continues to call us periodically.
Well, he'll call. He'll call. I may have to get some vocal cords worked on, you know, so I'm not quite so gravelly. So I'm not as easily recognizable.
Well, Ralph, I'm going to go with Ralph today.
Okay,
obviously.
That's fine.
Hey, just curious, was tennis always the game for you? Or was there other sports that you excelled at or liked, or was it just always tennis?
Well, I kind of actually fell into tennis because I hated preseason basketball conditioning when I was in high school. And in our school, I was in New York, Nebraska, if you didn't play football or run cross country and you were going to play basketball, then in essence, you were running cross country. But they also had tennis. And I knocked around about with it a little bit, and we had a pretty good town tradition, but we were in kind of a lull. So there was a spot for a guy like me, and turned out to be good at retrieving balls and hitting them back and forth. And the more I hit it, the more I liked. And we had a couple of the guys on our team that were really pretty good. And I kind of learned a lot from them. And then when it was time to go to college, and my team, actually not my team personally, but our team won state when I was a senior, and it was kind of a huge upset. And our singles player won the singles title, and my doubles partner and I finished second, and York College said, you know, why don't you come and play basketball and tennis for us? And I said, all right, I'll do that. And basketball, I was okay, nothing great. But tennis, I started liking it and working harder at it. And then when it was time, at the time, York was only a two-year school, and I had to go somewhere else. And I really wanted to go to Harding University in Arkansas. They hadn't shown much interest in me for tennis. And so I went anyway and ended up, you know, making the team, getting some scholarship money, and ended up, you know, playing number one for them for 2 years. So, and that was where I really had for the first time great coaching. I had a coach who literally I would have followed to Antarctica to listen to the next thing he said, because it was all brilliant. He wasn't much older than me, probably 5 or 6 years, but he'd been a really good player, and he was really incredibly analytical. So that was good, and that was really where it kind of all took off.
Dave Holley with us for 5 questions, the tennis coach at Wichita Collegiate. I got one more, and then we're going to let you ask us a question. But you mentioned you've been a history teacher, and I wanted to ask you, in this day and age where everything's so strange, do kids generally still have the same level of interest in history that they've always had? Is it more? Is it less? What's your opinion on that?
I think it just kind of depends on the topic. I mean, if you talk presidential, you know, candidates and stuff like that, I mean, they're incredibly in, you know, and a lot with a lot of opinions, and some of them good ones, some of them misguided, some of them what they just hear on the news, whatever they happen to listen to. But I really do think there are a lot of times when we go on a field trip, or when we go to, you know, I take a group every year to D.C., and when we see in action, you know, what we've been talking about in class, and they really see it come to life. I think that interest is really there, and it's kind of funny because I think a lot of their parents are kind of second or third generation falling in love with history people. You know, they didn't really like it when they were in school, but now that they're older and they're seeing maybe similar trends or other things like that happen, it just kind of, it fosters itself within, you know, within the, you know, within their family. And they just kind of really would say, you know, this is something I want to be interested in. And they read, a lot of them read a lot, and they're really open to a lot of ideas. And the kids I have right now, are some of the best kids I've ever had at asking really pointed questions about what I think about these particular things. And when you have kids like that, I mean, that makes the teaching really, really good. And I've, you know, frankly, the teaching right now is what I really enjoy a little bit more than the tennis. I mean, the tennis is nerve wracking. The teaching every day I go to class is just like, man, another day to really get to talk to these kids about, you know, what's on their mind and what they see of the world. And it's really, really kind of a special thing. So, yeah, I think they've got a great deal of interest, but there's also times when you really just have to say, look, this is why this matters. And this is, it mattered back then. It's happening again. You're things to look at and you know, really consider. These are important things to spend time on. They generally do a really good job at that.
All right, what's your question for us? And we're down to just a couple minutes left in the show. So what do you want to know? Or
okay, I got a couple. One for Duda. He came and watched his daughter play at a tournament in the fall. And did you know at the moment that I was Ralph?
No, I didn't. Until we got talking, got chatting a little bit. But at the time, I had no idea.
Okay, well, good. She did a pretty good job of covering my tracks right there.
Yeah, you did.
There you go.
And then my wife wants to know, this is really something that she and I have talked about a lot. She wants to know what the percentage of banter between Bob and Jeff is really as at times acrimonious as it seems. Like, would you put it at 10%? Is 10%
99? Real,
90%? I was gonna say 95 to 98. And I'm not involved in it, but I'm here with them. It's, it is 95 to 98. If not 100.
Let me see if I can make sense of this. It's acrimonious, but in a loving way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And in fact, I would tell you, there's probably been four or five times when I've been driving home, and especially when it was 4 to 6, and I'd be driving home and laughing out loud, and you're really kind of embarrassed when you look over at the next car and they see you laughing, but nobody else is in the car. They don't really kind of get that. But you guys have made me laugh a lot of times, so. I'm pleased.
Well, we appreciate that, and I've never understood Jeff, but that's okay. He's never understood me, and
I understand.
I just presume that's the way most parents are about their kids. But
it's not. But that's another conversation.
That's another 3.5 hour show.
Ralph, we'll talk with you more about that later. Dave Hawley, we appreciate you coming on the show today, and best of luck at the state tournament.
Well, thank you very much. We're having a good run right now, but it's a really tough tournament, and I'm excited to see how the boys finish up.
All right. Good luck. We'll be back in a minute. Shocker softball drops the game to South Florida 5-4, so eliminated from the AAC tournament. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.